Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome, everyone, to Loose Lips with my friend Georgie Porter and myself, Sharon Carpenter.
Yay! Hi!
It's like thrill of me. It's all about you.
Let's get into you guys.
Let's do it. Take it away, Georgie.
We've got listener letter number one. This is from Tony. Hi, Tony. Hiya. I'm currently at uni, about to go into my second year, and I've picked up a nicotine addiction from social smoking. I don't smoke on my own and tell myself it's only when others are smoking, but I've been craving a cigarette more and more. I know the risks and want to quit, but when it's all around me, I don't know where to start. Help.
You know, Tony. I was actually in that situation for a while.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Because I was, like, there was a period of time. Well, there were sort of two things going on simultaneously. One, I was around a lot of people who were smoking in my social life. So we were going to, you know, a lot of parties and a lot of clubs and a lot of people were smoking. And then two, I was also stressed out at work. So I had a friend, we felt like we just wanted to sort of escape the office sometimes, and we'd just go outside and we'd end up smoking a cigarette because the sort of relaxation that came along with sort of taking a pull and, you know, the deep breath, the breathing and the breathing out. But I always thought cigarettes tasted disgusting, and I was always really nervous about breathing in, and I always knew it was something that I shouldn't be doing. And just as you do, Tony, like, you gotta quit because it's not even worth it. Like, you have to do everything in your power. And I remember my ex-boyfriend came over to my house and I had a pack of cigarettes. I would never like smoke a pack in a day or anything like that, but I had this pack of cigarettes, and he came over and he grabbed the pack and he broke it up and he flushed them down the toilet. And that was actually the best thing. He said, "This is disgusting." And he was absolutely, he was my boyfriend at the time, but he was absolutely right. And
yeah,
you know, forget disgusting. It is so bad for your health. The amount of diseases that you can get, the amount of diseases that can kill you from smoking. So you may even want to think about, first of all, if you don't have the willpower, you might have to think about changing your social circle, because your life shouldn't be dependent on like who you're hanging out with, on your friends.
Gossip catch up in the. I totally agree with you, Sharon. I've lost two of my family members at a very young age. They were both recently, my auntie and my uncle died of cancer, esophagus cancer and lung cancer. And I know for a fact they were heavy smokers and they died way too young. Like, they should still be alive now. So for me, if my mum saw me smoking, she'd be horrified. Even when friends smoke, she's a bit like, gives it a bit of the, guys, this is what happened. And you think, mom, you shouldn't really tell people, it's their choice. But actually, the pain that she's got and the pain that families go through when you think, because of this smoking habit is the reason they don't live, that is anything to go by, is the reason to stop completely. And you know, you can get like nicotine tablets, sweet, like you can eat nicotine. If that's what you think you're addicted to, is the nicotine that you're craving, that, then there's actual substitute things that you can take, isn't there? Like, you can have,
there is, they have nicotine patches and they do nicotine gum as well. I mean, my stepdad is somebody, and he's a doctor as well, but he smoked like a chimney for, he used to smoke the Marlboro extra strength, like the rare, and I think he used to get through 3 packs a day. And, you know, none of us liked it. I mean, we absolutely love my stepdad, but none of us liked him smoking for a number of reasons. One, for his health, but also because it smelled so bad.
It stinks. Yeah.
But then he started to realize, okay, this is something that really can have a big impact on my health. And especially as he started getting older, he realized, okay, this is something I really need to stop. He started smoking a pipe for a while because my mom was putting pressure on him as well because she didn't want to lose my stepdad. I mean, this is a man that she loves, who she's married to. So you have to think about others at the same time. And I think that there are certain places where it's a bit more socially acceptable. Like a lot of the circles that I run in now, if I pull out a cigarette, which I wouldn't do, people would be totally disgusted, right? So I'm not, even if I wanted to do it, I'm not going to do it because of the way everyone's going to be looking at me. But I found in Europe, a lot of people are still very socially accepted in a lot of places, like some more than others. So I understand the pressure, but you just have to listen. Your life depends on this. Your life very well could depend on this. Your health. They have some very scary PSAs over here that make you want to stop. So look up some of the things that can happen if you smoke, and that will hookah as well. By the way, got to be really careful with hookah, which is very trendy. But hookah is not good. Inhaling anything into your lungs is not good for you. I know you
we are speaking the truth for you. We're just here to look after you, Tony. Don't do it, Tony.
And if you have to remove yourself from that friend circle until you get your mind sort of in the right place where you don't have that addiction anymore or you've got it under control. All right, so let's talk about our taboo topic of the week. So should men be expected to pay on the first date? And there's a series of questions here that whoever wrote this is not thinking the way I think. Like, should this be a certain thing? What about women paying? Going halves is surely the best, right? Wrong.
Go on, Sherry. I love your thoughts on these things.
Listen, I'm definitely a modern day woman, right? But I'm still a woman who likes to, who likes chivalry. I'm still a woman who likes to be courted. I'm still a woman who likes to be made to feel special. And you've asked me out on a date, or even if I've asked you out on a date and you've said yes, like I don't always go by the, oh, well, whoever asked should be the one who's paying.
No, oh, I didn't think that was a rule.
Yeah, like some people have tried to say that. I'm one who believes in certain old-fashioned values when it's convenient to me. And this one is very convenient to me, okay? Yeah. So I do like the door open to me, okay? Yeah. I do like men to pay. Will we go out to dinner? However, I am your equal, okay? So don't mansplain to me ever. There are two dates that I went out with in my lifetime where they talked about paying half, and I was I've got to be honest, I was totally, totally disgusted. And this might be sort of a very American way of thinking, because over here it's just pretty much unheard of. But I went out, and both of them tried for a year to go out with me, by the way. A year asking me out. I knew I was saying no for a reason. I went out with both of them, and then the check comes. And they're talking about, oh, so should we split this? Oh, my God. I was just so pissed off. Not that I was put on in the first place, but I'm like, I'm never going out with this person ever again. Like, you literally just wasted my time, and you can't even pay for a nice meal. It's the courteous and gentlemanly thing to do. What do you think, Georgie? Because, you agree. Yeah.
I completely agree. I think, especially the first date, surely men want to impress and be like, oh, like, I want to impress her and be like, oh, she'll want another one, surely. But then on the second one, I'll offer and I'll be like, look, I want to get this because I'm the independent woman too. Like, when he's like, I don't want to split it because that's weird. I think
that's only worse, friends isn't split it?
Things. Yeah. I feel like that's not a date then. If it's split, it's like, oh, we're mates, like we're pals. So totally. I wouldn't even want it to be split. I'd want him to be like, I'll get this. Me and Ollie have argued, my boyfriend, and I've tried to pay for things and he's gone, no. And I'm like, I will argue and then I will agree with you. Okay, I like that you like to buy me food.
Exactly. We do like it.
It is good because you know, you want to be like, no, I'll get it. And then you go, okay, thanks. And then you do feel like treated. It feels nice. It's a lovely thing. And then you
think, a really lovely thing. And there if are men... Go on, Georgie, finish your story.
I think if then you get the chance to do another date and you be like, I will get this, then it's just another reason to go on another date and be like, I'll, you know, it's my way this time, which is cool.
Totally. I know I've gone out with a lot of guys who have been offended if I've taken out my wallet. Not seriously offended where they're angry, just like, are you kidding? Put that away. You know I've like got that. I like that too. And, you know, you guys are going to hate me for being so honest. I also, see, I wouldn't even be like, oh, let's split it on the second date or let me pay on the second date. I wouldn't. Because I like to be courted. Like, I want to feel special. And I do so much by myself. It's not like I can't afford to go to the places I would like you to take me. I can afford to do it. But if I'm doing it myself, then I might as well just go out sort of with my girlfriends.
Yeah.
Or go by myself. I feel like just having a man who's sort of showing, listen, I've got you. Like, if we're ever in a situation where you want to take time off work because, you know, you're helping to raise the family or, you know, you're pregnant and you're going on maternity, like, I've got you. I can handle this.
Yeah.
I can take care of you. And some people are going to think that is very unfair, but I'm just being honest with the way that I think. Now, when you become an actual couple, you've got to have that man's back the same way. And you should have that person's back anyway, but you've got to have that man's back in the same way he's got yours. He may go through times where you're more successful than him, or maybe he lost his job or his business just went down and you are going to have to step up and take care of him. That's different. You guys have worked to that place where you know, there's that mutual trust there, you're together as one.
I get that, but leading up to it, I
want to be courted. Like, that's what makes me like a guy more. Like, if you're putting in the effort, if you're making me feel special.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I lied about splitting it the second one as well. Ha.
You're just going to win over some of those cute guys out there who are listening.
Eventually, I'll get this.
Yeah, I mean, sorry, guys. I get your point of view as well. It's tough to date because it can be very expensive, but it's sort of, it's like us women, we go through a lot in life. Can we at least get a dinner?
Yeah.
Can we at least get a dinner?
And some of us are hungry.
Exactly. Going through periods and childbirth and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you know,
we need dessert. We want starters, main, and dessert.
Feed us and you will be very happy. Let's just put it
that
way.
That's all we
just
need.
Feed us.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey.
If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
What have we got here? Listener letter number two from Kimberly. Hey girls, my daughter really wants a TikTok account. She is 11 years old, but I don't think she is old enough yet. All her friends have accounts, and I've spoken to the other mums at school, and they all think it's okay.
Ooh. This is a really tricky one, and it's a really tricky age as well. I can relate because my niece got on Instagram and she was either 11 or 12. And the reason I knew is because she started following me. I'm like, oh, okay. I got it. But I don't think her mum knew at the time. And I remember my sister didn't know. And I had a conversation with my sister and I was okay with it because I'm sort of like, well, yeah, okay, you're sort of learning the ropes. And it's better for me to, my brother knew as well. But I think both of us, because we're on social media so much, we felt that it's better for us to know that she's on there and to watch what's going on and to make sure nothing crazy is going to happen than her to create an account and none of us know about it, right? Because these kids, they have their own phones. They're doing what they want to do a lot of the time. And it can be difficult to, if you're like the super, super strict parent, but all the friends are doing what your parent doesn't allow you to do, that's going to
cause sneak it.
And they're probably going to sneak it. But my sister went berserk. Like, she was so angry with me. She was like, how can you have let her be on Instagram? And she was like, that's just, it's not okay. And I got that as well. And she does have kids and she wouldn't want them to be on Instagram at that young age. But I also feel that having a conversation with your child about what to expect from social media and how the right way to use it, and you shouldn't be on it so much, but okay, I'll let you dabble a little bit. Here's our agreement. I'll let you do this as long as we stick to these rules.
But because as well, you've got trolls like who are wanting to cause riots and problems for people. And then you've probably got like a very young person going, you're silly. And, you know, sort of typing in words that are just not, they're not socially apt to write the right things. Or you've got like a microphone that you can say things on and then it types it out for you, like written properly and things like that. I think that's a bit risky for a child to not know what the comeuppances are of just not knowing what is going on. And I think as well, other people, you know, what they say on pictures and videos, what kids are putting up, like they could write the most horrific things and you won't ever know because they're sort of, they're not understanding it. And I think it needs to be watched and it needs to be vetted often.
It totally does. And there are creeps out there. There are pedophiles out there as well. Yeah, and you've got to watch for all of that stuff. But I feel like a lot of that happens when kids have accounts that their parents don't know about.
Yeah.
Right? And then these messages are happening with the parents not knowing.
Yeah. But and also don't forget, I think this is the future. Like computers, phones are future life and it will be in their lives no matter what. And if you are guiding them and you can explain it and you are over their shoulder, I think that's a pretty good one. But it's a whole new world, isn't it? To when we were kids, we didn't have that and it's mental.
We didn't. I mean, when I think of 11, I think really young. When I think of 12 and I think of myself at 12, I didn't think of myself as really young at 12 years old. I mean, at 12 years old, I think I had my first boyfriend. He wasn't a real boyfriend, but it's like we were going around saying we're boyfriend and girlfriend. So, you know, there's a big difference between 11 and 12. But yeah, I mean, here's the other thing about TikTok, by the way. So TikTok started off as a kids site. That was actually a social media app for kids. And us adults came in and invaded their territory, you know, and made it into a very different kind of a site. My niece was on TikTok a long time ago. She's 14 now, by the way, but she was on TikTok and she was doing her dances and she was doing her singing and all of that. It used to be called Musical.ly. And then it switched up. It's become something completely different as soon as adults got involved. So, this is sort of the question that keeps coming up, like what age is a good age for kids to be on social media? And I think just having a talk with your child, maybe allowing her to have a TikTok account, but overseeing it, you run it, you make a deal with her, like she's allowed to do this and that, but you're going to do this, that, and the other. And I think that could be the best way, because otherwise you may have a tough relationship with your daughter if all her friends are doing something and you're kind of, you know, spoiling her fun. She's not going to get it at her age. But as her mother, I mean, you have to make the ultimate decision in what you in your heart feel is the right thing to do.
And also teach her about the pressures of what to put on there and be really serious about what goes on and that it's out there forever, just to know those things.
Because it can make you feel bad about yourself. It's really hard for kids to understand. But I think as an adult, you have to understand it yourself. And I think if you don't use social media like that, you don't know how to sort of train your kid or what kind of mindset to try to get them in, because you don't know how it works so well. So maybe that's the key. You get on TikTok, you give yourself a training for a month.
And then she can use your account and then you know what's going on.
Maybe it's something like that. And then when she turns 12 years old, maybe she can get her own account, but you run it. I think that one of the biggest things is you got to watch out for who's following your child.
Exactly.
And if there's an adult, who is this adult?
I'm sure there's like an make it private. I'm sure there's an age that you're supposed to be on as well. Like you've got to be a certain age to be on it.
I think it's 13 for Instagram, but people are breaking that rule left, right, and center.
Oh, scary world.
Yeah, it is a scary world. But I always say better to know than for your child to do it behind your back. But it's a complex question. I think there's no right or wrong at the end of the day. It's a hard one. It's got to be a case-by-case basis, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Georgie, that's it, isn't it?
That's it. We did it. That's a lovely chat.
Always a lovely chat with you. End of Extra Lippy.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out with us, guys. Thanks for hanging out with me, Sharon. I love seeing your face. That's Sharon Carpenter, by the way. If nobody, you know, if you've not cottoned on already, can we already? And me, Johnny Porter. Hello, just so you know. We'll be back with a full episode on Tuesday next week. Subscribe or follow. And like, maybe rate and review. Like, let us know some feedback.
We want to hear from you guys. Send us your listener letters, looselips@createproductions.com, and on social media at the Missy Porter, at Sharon Carpenter. And we will see you next week. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.